Right now, it is time for Main Street Magazine on Robinhood Radio, a time when Thorin Christensen joins us and we take a look at the stories that are in Main Street Magazine. We pick a few stories each week to look at. And with that being said, happy Mother's Day in advance, Thorin.
Thank you so much.
Today, this is the transportation issue.
It is here.
Now, explain to me, as Ricky Ricardo used to say, Lucy, splain. Which train is that? Is that the picture on the magazine?
You know, I wish I could tell you, but I can't. I forgot to ask Libby that, who took the photo, but it's somewhere here locally. I know that.
Terrific picture. A terrific picture.
Yes, it is.
And I remember when the trains used to run here. My dad used to take trains into the city out of West Cornwall. I'm one of those big train supporters, but I don't mention that in West Cornwall because they're not big train supporters because the railroad has, every year they say they won't do it, but they spray pesticides back out, you know, too far. So they have a legitimate complaint. But anyways, I'm a big believer in rail transportation. All right. Let's go right to the magazine. And the first article that I see is Surrounded by Imagination, Art Takes Command.
Yep. Griffin spoke with Carl, and I hope I'm pronouncing the last name correct, Chayet.
Carl Chayet, yeah.
Say it again?
Yep, Carl Chayet, yep.
Chayet, yeah, I was hoping I was right. He's a local artist who came onto our radar a couple months back, and he shared his work with us, and we thought it'd make a great profile in sharing his story and his work, you know, his work ethic and the type of work he does, which is quite interesting and vast.
Oh, he's got some terrific works, truly amazing. And he's got his son is as talented, by the way.
Yeah,
I went to school with his wife Lynn for high school and stuff like that. But his son has some very talented stuff as well. But Carl's really talented and imaginative, and the stories that go with it are also that way. It's not, you know, he does it all. So it's nice to see that story on him.
Good. So the question is then, who don't you know?
Well, there's a lot of people I don't know. And there's a lot of people I know that don't want to admit they know me. So it works out. It works out quite well, might I say. All right. Now, before we get on to anything else, I want to go to an ad that I love. Mm-hmm. That's in there. And it's Gilded Mood Framing.
Yeah.
Special products are our specialty. And it's a New York license plate with rock in roll. But, you know, it's separated to be a license plate. And I love that because when I worked in Kingston, New York, I worked at WBPM. I had a car that was metal flake brown, okay, with metal flake yellow racing stripes. And at the time, that was the color New York license plate that they had.
Right.
And I had WBPM FM on it. Which really upset the program director because he wanted those plates, but I got them first. And they matched the car perfectly. They matched the car perfectly. So I just really liked it. I see that ad, and it takes me back to then. All right, enough of that. Let's go on with a story that you wrote.
Yep.
A building not set in stone.
This is our entrepreneur feature of the month, and I spoke with Stone Scazzo. Who, for those driving through Millerton, heading, you know, to and from the Connecticut border, you'll notice all those little buildings across from Betsy or Elizabeth's Jewelry and CVS on Rob Cooper's property, and they are stones. And what he has been doing is these little sheds or she sheds, as he said, or little horse barns or whatever you may need. And he even said, you know, small houses, which are now all the trend. So I talked to him about how he got into this business that he started during COVID, how it's been going, what kind of buildings and structures he's been doing, who's been selling to, and how the whole process works.
Tiny houses.
Yeah.
You know, I've always thought about that. Before tiny houses became big, I would go, especially as you're heading down 22 into Pauling, there's a place that has a whole bunch of these outdoor buildings that you can have from sheds, and they look like, wow, you buy that, you're a single person, You insulate it, you put electricity into it, you plop it down, and instead of a trailer, you're living in a house. Really?
Yeah, and it's remarkable. I've seen some on like HGTV that are, you know, seem kind of spacious, actually, how they design them. And, you know, for some people, that's all they need. And some of them are on wheels, so, you know, they can be moved.
They can be moved, yeah. And you know, they're generally anywhere from 600 to 900 square feet. Well, the house I live in is 1,400 square feet. It's not that much bigger. And you know what? I don't use much more than 800 square feet because I'm lazy. Everything's on the first floor for me. Well, anyways, get away from my laziness. Something that I found out that blew me away when I got into Mexican food, making my own Mexican food. I had a friend deliver me some tamales and some enchiladas. And with the regular tamales and the regular enchiladas were dessert tamales and dessert enchiladas. And it was a revelation to me. They were absolutely fantastic. And you have a story here on apple pie enchiladas.
Yep, Libby and Carolyn were busy making them. And, you know, if you had to look at the picture, I mean, I love apple caramel with ice cream. And so I was like, I should have tried that. But Lib shares here the recipe, the best thing, you know, how to make it, as per her usual. And so it works well for Cinco de Mayo coming up here.
You know, and you've got some, I think that's vanilla ice cream paired with it. Is there nothing better in the world than a warm piece of apple pie with a hunk of ice cream right next to it? Is there nothing better, really, for dessert, except maybe for creme brulee?
Oh, right. Well, I remember when my first Thanksgiving in America, when I came here 8, 9 years old and had the first piece of apple pie. I'd never tried anything like it, and I've loved it since. I didn't so much like the pumpkin pie, but I was like, I can't. That's pumpkin. I don't even know what that is. But the apple pie, and since then, I've loved that combination of the crusty flake with the apple caramel and that ice cream on top. It just, you know, puts it over the edge.
Have you ever had a chocolate cream pie?
I don't think yes, I think I've tried that.
Those are my two favorite pies. And well, actually, lemon pies, too. Lemon meringue pies. Actually, I like food, so I can just go down the list. So I'll stop right now. We're speaking, of course, with Lauren Christendotter. It's Main Street Magazine. Their issue is out for pickup throughout the tri-state region, and also their companion website, mainstreetmag.com. Next story, the down and dirty, and that's the impact of dirt roads and the value of real estate.
Yep, Christine for our real estate article looked at dirt roads and how they can be positive, negative on real estate values, and spoke to some homeowners along with some realtors in the area about the ups and downs of dirt roads.
Well, the interesting thing about the dirt, and you're exactly right, in Sharon, there's two prominent roads that turn into dirt roads. One is right by the Sharon Shopping Center. You can, if you go behind there, you can take a road that takes you down to the road to Millerton. And the first portion of it is paved, but the second portion is unpaved. And the town just doesn't want to pave because they don't want a lot of people using that as a bypass. And the second one is when you leave Sharon and go up over Sharon Mountain to Kent, over Skiff Mountain. That turns into a dirt road for a long period of time. And I think that actually helps the value of the houses, even though during mud season it's a pain. But the houses are beautiful that are out there, and there's not as much traffic that goes by them. So, you know, it really depends where they are and how long they are, whether it's going to be a plus or a minus on the housing.
It is, and for the, you know, Christine mentions it in the article, the pluses and minuses for the towns and villages that they're a part of, the cost of, you know, paving or not paving, because there is, as you mentioned, mud season, and there's a maintenance, obviously, to some of the dirt roads, some more than others, and, you know, the cost of paving some of them is not worth it for these municipalities, but whereas she also, or one of the realtors mentions, if you're buying a house on a dirt road, you have to expect all the good and the bad that may happen with it, you have to know that when you purchase a house on a dirt road. It's not like every other road that's, you know, taken care of in a certain way. It has its challenges, but that's what some people also seek. So,
you know, back in 1990, my second ex-wife called me and said, I'm stuck on Sharon Mountain, on Skiff Mountain. And I went up there and I had a Ford Probe. And the Ford Probe was up to the top of the wheel wells in mud It took a tow truck quite a while to pull that car out. But yeah, there's the pluses and minuses. Hey, there's pluses and minuses of living on back roads and in towns, whether they're paved or not.
Exactly.
There really is. So, but it's an interesting story. And like I said, there's a lot of most of the towns do have sections of unpaved roads in our area. We'll wrap it up with transportation that I'm never going to take, and that is mountain bike riding, getting into the flow by Ian Striver.
Yeah, even caught up with a his name is Garrett Hannaberg, and he is a junior at Pine Plains High School, but he does mountain biking competitively, and he and his family, they go all over doing it, and Garrett has been doing fantastic in the sport. And I just heard from his mom yesterday that a bunch of his teachers and contemporaries at Pine Plains were high-fiving him and telling him what a great story and what a great job, because some of them weren't aware of his success with it. But Ian, also being the principal at Hoosie, apparently was trying to recruit Garrett to come over to Hoosie from Pine Plains and start some sort of program there.
I tell you what, those are incredible bikes, and when you see some of the videos of what those bikes are capable of, amazing. And to think that I used to put a little card in my bike to hear make it noise, and had a little bell. That was it for me. All right, well, that's 500 years ago. Main Street Magazine, once again, the new edition is out and on your newsstands for free pickup at mainstreetmag.com on the web. Thorin, we'll speak to you again next week.
Sounds good. See you then.
Take care. Thorin Christian Daughter, Main Street Magazine, once again, available at mainstreetmag.com on the web.